السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عنوان مجلس وحضرت مائس وطل صاحب رحمة الله عليه. He had mentioned that whenever a person claimed greatness, then Allah Ta'ala always brought that person down. Or if greatness was attributed to something, then that thing was destroyed. Its weakness, its deficiency was exposed. So Hazrat had given few examples. He said that Muhammad Ali, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, grant him jannat. So, it was claimed that he is the greatest boxer. So before he passed away, he had Parkinson's. A man who was such a boxer, he was so fit and everything. But now he was so sick in the end, that even to put one light switch on was effort. His speech was slurred. The man who used to talk so much, and his speech became slurred and he became weak. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave the example of the Spanish Armada. So that was a fleet of a navy, you know. So they said that this is the greatest. Nobody can defeat this army, this navy. And Allah Ta'ala made it that they too were defeated. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave the example of the Titanic. They said this is an unsinkable ship. Greatest ship that was ever made. Unsinkable, can't sink. And that ship sunk on its maiden voyage. So he gave few examples like this. So this shows us that everything happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody is great, only Allah Ta'ala is great. Everything will only function, it will only work, any system will only work when Allah Ta'ala wants it to work. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it to work, nothing will work. Then Allah Ta'ala shows us this in other aspects as well. Not anybody claiming greatness. But Allah Ta'ala shows us, sometime you'll get a Hakim. Many people will go to him. And everybody is getting faida. All benefiting. And then you'll get some people who'll go there and say, is this Hakim, no, what he's up to? They don't get any fire. Amils, the same story. We're not talking about the bogus ones, there's more of those. But even a good Amil, proper Amil, some people will go to him, they will benefit. Other people go, they won't benefit. Whatever you look at, any profession, right? So Allah Ta'ala shows us that, see, it's not any person that's doing. It's Allah Ta'ala that's doing. If Allah Ta'ala wants that Hakim Saab's treatment to work, then it will work for you. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to get shifa through his treatment, it's not going to work for you. And this is also a system of Allah Ta'ala that rozi is distributed. If it was now that this one doctor, whoever goes to that doctor, they get better. Now what will happen to all the other doctors? They'll all have to close up now. This one doctor will have a long queue, and all the other doctors, nobody wants to go there by then. If this one mechanic now, one mechanic, anybody take their car to him, he finds the fault, the car is fixed up. Right? So now what will happen to all the other mechanics? So Allah Ta'ala makes it, some people go to this mechanic, you talk to them, say, hey, what a mechanic. You talk to somebody else, he says, that fellow is a bush mechanic, man. He buggered my car. So Allah Ta'ala's system. So this system is even in deen. Even in deen you'll get this system. You'll get some ustad, his students are excelling. But somebody else goes to the same ustad, he can't learn. He goes to some other ustad, he excels over there. The same with mashayikh. Not everybody benefits from the same sheikh. Certain people, they have munasabat with a certain sheikh, they benefit. Others, they go there, they go, no munasabat. I remember one person, he told me, there was one, I'm not going to take names, right? I won't take no names. But there was one very, inshallah, pious sheikh, right? Because we cannot claim something that's unseen. Right? You can't say 100% sure that that man is very pious. How you know? You can't see in his heart. It's something ghaib, right? How do you measure piety? You can't measure. So outwardly, this person, he seems to be a pious person. This person is a very good person, inshallah. But the reality, we don't know. A lot of times, you find when somebody passes away, now that person may have had some good sifat, etc. You will hear people talking. You say, oh, your son, he is a jannati, he is jannati. Now one is to say that, hey, your son, alhamdulillah, he has some very good qualities. Allah Ta'ala bless him with jannat. That's different. And the other side you're saying, your son, he is a jannati. So you're talking with confidence, right? How do we know? We can't see. We didn't get any guarantees, nothing. So you can't make a claim like that. So this person, this buzurg, he was a sheikh at tariqat also. And outwardly he was a very pious person. A lot of people benefited from him. Very paban person, etc. But one person told me, he said, see, man, he took that person, he said, I can't listen to his bayans, man. I sit in his majlis, I fall off to sleep. He talks so slow, he repeats himself. Now that repeating is also a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I can't listen to him, I fall off to sleep. And in that same week, another person told me, with regards to another alim, he's still living, this sheikh who this person was talking about, this sheikh passed away, but this alim is still living, and this alim used to give, he gives very vibrant talks, you know. He's loud, he talks, you know, very vibrant kind. So one person, he told me in the same week, he's telling me, he say, hey, I can't listen to this Maulana's bayan. I say, what are you talking? The whole world listens to his bayan. Everybody enjoys his bayan. He say, no man, he's shouting me. See, he's shouting. He said, I like to listen to somebody who's calm, He talks softly. He talks in a calm manner. I can listen to that person. Somebody is screaming, shouting like that. What is he shouting for? So you see tabiat. So Allah Ta'ala made it like that. Now you'll get certain alim, certain shaykh will adopt that way. Certain person will adopt another way. Certain person will adopt another way. According to the temperament of all Allah Ta'ala's bandas, that no banda of Allah Ta'ala can have an excuse that no, I couldn't find anybody to suit my temperament. I think once Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned, there are so many ways to earn rosy, right? Different ways to earn. Some will go into business, some will go into some profession, somebody will be a shoemaker, somebody will be candlestick maker, somebody will be a butcher, all different professions, right? All different ways of earning rosy. As many ways there may be of earning rosy, there's more ways than that to reach Allah Ta'ala. There's more ways than that to reach Allah Ta'ala. Because rosy, that is only for the dunya, for this physical body. But to reach Allah Ta'ala, that's the objective of our life. When Allah Ta'ala has kept so many different ways of earning rosy, then how many ways there are to reach Allah Ta'ala? Each person through his way, Allah, whatever is easy for him, certain person, he can maybe stand whole night in ibadat. So he is emulating that sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. So he's making amal on that. They're hardly sleeping at night, and in the time of sehri they're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and through that he can get jannat. Another person, maybe he's not managing that, but he can manage to keep roza. So he keeps rozas Mondays, Thursdays, he's fasting 13, 14, 15, he's fasting. Any nafal rozas, mustahab rozas, everything, masnoon rozas, everything he's keeping. Through that he gets jannat. Another person, he's a very charitable person. Through that he's getting his jannat. So many different ways. Somebody just loves Quran Sharif. He reads a lot of Quran Sharif. It means khidmat of Quran Sharif. Through that he earns his jannat. Different people do different things, right? And through that they earn their jannat. They become close to Allah Ta'ala. This is why, if ever we come to know of somebody's weakness, we see somebody's weakness, we come to know of somebody's weakness. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we must tell ourselves, this is one weakness of his that I know. There may be so much of good in him that I don't know. The one weakness of his, I came to know about it. There's so many other good things in him that I don't know about. So like that, you don't focus on the person's one weakness. Last week, Thursday, as Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Naam Barakatu, he was mentioning different things in the majlis. One of the things he was emphasizing, you don't look down on anybody. And when he mentioned this thing, don't look down on anybody, he actually broke down. Broke down. Don't look down on a person. Write people off. That person is good for nothing. No hope for him. That kind of thing. No. We don't know what that person may be doing. There's one beautiful hadith sharif When Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one person, he decided one night that he would go and give some charities. So he don't want anybody to know now that he's giving the charities. He goes in the night. They don't have all lights and everything. So the first person he sees comes across one person, takes the money, gives to that person. So the next morning, people are talking that charity was given to a thief. Somebody who's a chor, the charity was given to him. The people were like mocking it like now, you know. So this person is thinking now, hey, I went to give charity to, now I went to put, I gave the charity to a thief. They say, never mind, I'll go again tonight and give charity. So now he went second time, he went to give charity. So next morning, people are talking that charity was given to a zania, a woman of ill repute, no, lady who sells herself. So charity was given to that kind of person. Now, he said, no, money. Now, tonight I'll give charity again. So that night he went again, he gave charity. Next morning, people are speaking. He said, charity was given to a wealthy person. So now this person is pareshan now. He's perturbed. Right? So, ya Allah, thief, zania, wealthy person. In other words, like my charity is not accepted now. I'm trying to give charity. My charity is going in all the wrong places now. So in that condition, he went to sleep. And then he was inspired that the charity that you gave to the thief, they stopped him from stealing. He said, I mean, people are giving charity. I should have some sharam in me. I'm still going and stealing. What's the need to steal? If I turn to Allah Ta'ala, all that is not mentioned in the hadith. I'm just mentioning it as way of explanation. He said, the charity that was given to the zania stopped her from her wicked ways. Stopped her from now, you know, resorting to her adultery. And the charity that was given to a wealthy person, it made him think that he too should be giving charity. So Allah Ta'ala has got his system, you know. Allah Pak has got his system. Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentions with regards to Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So this Sayyid Ahmad Khan, he was knighted by the British. He was made a knight. So then, he was called Sir now. Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan. Right. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that this person, Sayyid Ahmad Khan, he is regarded as a dunya dar. I mean, he was in bed with the British, they made him a sir, right? A wealthy person, living it up. So now he is regarded as a dunya dar. And there was also some question marks with regards to certain aspects, deen, certain views that he had. But he was very concerned about the Muslim Ummah. But you see, some people, their concern of the Muslim Ummah, they're concerned, but because of their ignorance, right, their concern is like an immature concern. because of their ignorance. It's like the concern a person has for the silkworm. See a silkworm now, the thing is biting through here, biting, so you know, let me help this thing and open it out, bichara is suffering there, you know. But now that's the worst thing you can do. So the silkworm, that you'll open it and you don't allow for it to bite through the silk, that one won't become a butterfly, you see. So sometimes the concern of an ignorant person is so concerned about certain things, but his concern is immature and he does things that cause more harm rather than doing some good, you know. So coming back to these incidents, so Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that this Sayyid Ahmad Khan, that people regarded him as a dunyadar, but he had some sterling qualities in him. Despite being dunyadar, but he had some wonderful qualities in him. So one incident he mentioned, that one person was looking for a job, you know. So he went to the British governor there to apply for a post. And now he knew that these people, if he has to use Sayyid Ahmad Khan's name, then they'll look at him favorably. So he told that person, he said, "I'm Sayyid Ahmad Khan's son-in-law." And when he went to give his, what we'll call like a CV, he said, "No, I'm Sayyid Ahmad Khan's son-in-law." So that person said, "Oh, now he said, oh, right, okay, now we know who you are." Like, you know. So sometime later, Sayyid Ahmad Khan, he met this governor. So that governor told him, "You know, your son-in-law came for an interview here, came for the job." So he's thinking now, but he didn't tell him anything. Because this is a non-Muslim. He's a non-Muslim. That person is a Muslim. Why should I embarrass the Muslim by this non-Muslim? So he sent for this person. Or this person came to him or something like that. So this person came and told him what he did. He said, "You know what, I'm desperate, I need a job. And I told these people I'm your son-in-law." So Sayyid Ahmad Khan told him, "See, the problem is now, I got no daughters to get you married to them. So I can't, if I had a daughter now, daughters all married, if I had a daughter, I could have got my daughter married to you, then the problem would have been solved. But now I got no daughter, so are you married?" He asked him, "So are you married?" So he said, "Yeah, no, I am married." So he said, "Okay, your wife, from today I'm adopting her. She's my daughter now. I'm adopting her as my daughter. So now, you my son-in-law, don't worry." So the point is, how he protected this person's izzat. And we just want to tear everybody's izzat. Everybody's izzat, want to tear it. But he went out of his way now to protect this person's izzat. And another Thanvi Rahmatullahi mentions that he took this thing so serious that whatever gift he gave to his real daughters, he would give this daughter, this adopted daughter also. And whenever he would invite now his son-in-laws for a function, you know, a meal or whatever, he'd invite these people also. So whatever he did for his daughters, he did for this lady also. He treated like proper, that's his son-in-law. So that was one incident. The other incident, as Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, he said one day this Sayyid Ahmad Khan is lying down now in his bungalow, and he had one person from Hyderabad there, also now some high-ranking person, so that person is there, they're both lying down, hot, India heat, midday heat. So in order to keep the place cool, they would have like doors, like this, you know, like glass, And they would have these chatais hanging. And they have a water feature on the other side. And then they have one khadim. He is taking water and sprinkling on these chatais. Right? And then they got the panka, the fan. So he's pulling the fan. Now, people who never see this kind of thing, you're not going to be able to visualize it. Because what we only know now, you press one button, something comes on. So one youngster, his father had to give the car to the panel beater. So they lent the father one, what they call it, compliment. Courtesy vehicle they lent. So that vehicle didn't have, it had window winders in the back seat. Didn't have button to open. So the son is asking the father, he said, Dad, what's that? Pointing at the window winder, he said, what is that? But he never saw a window winder in his life. He only knows you press the button, the window open and close. So now if you've never seen the panka, now what are you going to know now? So they used to have like a straw mat hanging from the ceiling that was attached to a piece of wood. And then there was a string that was attached to a wheel, like a pulley kind of a system. So the darzi, the tailor, he'll be sewing with his hands, and with his leg he's doing this. So he's pulling the string and the fan, that straw mat is moving. So that was the fan. So this person, the khadim now, he's sprinkling the water and he's pulling the fan so that the breeze keeps these people cool. So while they are sitting today with aircon and all, what khidmat you can make now? Those days the buzurg is having a majlis, the one person he got the fan, he's fanning the buzur. Today the electricity makes the khidmat. All the different gadgets make the khidmat. So anyway, one person came and Sayyid Ahmad Khan can see him in the distance, right? Through the glass doors, now you can see him. That person can't see them, but he can see him. So he is telling this friend of his from Hyderabad, he say, what's this chap? He's a con artist. Right? He's going to change into another set of clothes and make himself look like a buzurg, like a pious person. And then he's going to come here and ask for money. I won't give him 1 cent. Right? And exactly that happened. This person opened his potlu, he took out one jubba, kubba, everything, put everything on, dressed up like one pious person, and now he came to the door, he's knocking. Sayyid Ahmad Khan not answering. 2-3 times, knocking harder, louder. Eventually he told the khadim, alright, let him come. So this person came, he's giving his story now, his sad story, you know, this, that. So Sayyid Ahmad Khan, he just heard him, and I started ignoring him. So this person said, you're ignoring me. You don't know who I am. So my eyes have seen your peer. My eyes have seen your sheikh. And your sheikh held me in high esteem. He had time for me. And you ignoring me today. So, as soon as he took the name of the Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sheikh, he set up. He apologized to him. Right? And he told him, he said, all right, I'm coming. He told the khadim, he said, bring my cash box. He took out some silver from there, and with respect, he went to him and said, will you please accept this from me as a gift? And he gave it to him. This person accepted it and he went away. So now when he came back to his resting place, so his friend from Hyderabad, See, just now you said you won't give this fellow 1 cent. See, but you don't understand. You don't understand. You know whose name he took. I said, yeah, but you could say that's his problem. That's his problem. I got to respect the name, that person whose name he took, I must respect that person. So he says to him, hey, but it costed you a lot. He said, no, I got to be cheap. He said, I got to be cheap. I said, what got to be cheap? You gave him a small fortune. So he told him, I'm telling you, had he told me that I must give him the whole box, I would have given him the whole box. So the Thanvi Rahmatullahi is saying that, see, this person is a dunyadar. Everybody regarded him as a dunyadar. But these sifat, sometimes you won't even find in a dindar. In a dindar person too, you won't find these sifat. I'm not saying you, anybody take somebody's name, you must go give all your money. You don't give. The point is that you can't judge anybody. You don't know on which action Allah Ta'ala will make somebody's maghfirat, that famous incident of that person. Come in the Hadith Sharif, he gave the dog water to drink, Allah Ta'ala made his maghfirat. Another incident mentioned of a woman of ill repute, she gave the dog water to drink, Allah Ta'ala made her maghfirat. So you don't know on which action Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person, right? So we don't look down on anybody. Don't look down on any person. If we ever going to look down on anybody, we must look down on ourselves. The only person we must look down on is ourselves. Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nasi kabira. Allah Ta'ala must make me small in my sight. In the eyes of the people, they must have some regard for me, but that I won't know about. Because it's important that people must have regard for you. One person, this dua of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught to him. That Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni, this, I saw with my own eyes, this person, what I'm telling you, I saw with my own eyes. Allah, this is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nasi kabira. That, oh Allah, make me insignificant in my own sight. But I must have some regard in the sight of others. Because if you got no regard, people won't respect you. Your own children won't respect you. How are you going to even do make khidmat of deen? So one person who has taught this dua, now he thinks his piety is more than the sunnah. So he say, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nasi saghira. He said, no, I don't need the people to respect me. So Allah must make me insignificant in my sight also and in the sight of the people. Then he became so zaleel even in the sight of the people. Till today he is fighting with all the people. So we must, the height of piety is a sunnah. There is no piety above the sunnah. We mustn't dorao our magaj and think, no, we are thinking now higher than what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. But never look down on anybody. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyiatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.